Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
Judy Gold is here making a return visit to the show. She's been with us a couple times. Judy, I'm going to put the ball in your court. Do we want happy Judy Gold or do we want slightly miffed Judy Gold? It's up to you.
I didn't know there was a happy Judy Gold. confused me right there.
We were saying off air that life has become something like a Handmaid's Tale pretty much, hasn't it?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even, like, I have this joke in my act about how, like, since he became president, like, I used to have this morning routine, you know, where I'd wake up and, you know, I'd open my eyes, I'd go to the bathroom, I'd pee, I'd brush my teeth, I'd make coffee, I'd read the paper. Since he became president, this is how my day starts. I wake up, I open my eyes, and then I have this inner dialogue. Don't look at your phone.
Oh, God.
Do not look at the phone.
Don't look at your phone. I know, but something happened. Someone's getting arrested. Judy, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
I know, but something's going on. I know something's, like, there's a hearing. I know, but Judy, you have to just realize you have no control. I know, but what did he do? What did he do now? That's how I start every day.
That's how I
moved away from the microphone for you?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah,
very professional.
But that is exactly, it's like, every day you wake up and like if you watch MSNBC, that's the worst because you think he's going to be out by 2:30 in the afternoon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wake up, I'm like, oh, there's no way. There is no way he is going to survive this. And I don't understand like anyone else would be gone.
Right. Here's the part that Wendy and I have discussed many times and we don't understand. Even if we were the most ardent fans and supporters of his, at some point you have to look at what's what and go, oh, I've made a mistake. Obviously made some sort of mistake.
Some people do. Some people think they made a mistake.
But it's like, you know, it's they like his quote unquote policies.
Yeah.
And yet, but look, he is the president of the United States. I'm sorry. It is sad. It is a sad day in our history that someone can behave, can lie, can separate mothers from their children, that kids can't go to school and feel safe. That's the place they should feel safest.
Yep.
You know, and just, I mean, if any other president said the things that we've heard him say, calls people names on Twitter,
right.
Like, we're not even talking about politics now. We're talking about that he's a horrible human being. And it hurts even more for me because I'm from New York. So we've known this about him forever. We've had to live with his crap forever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's like the fact that you are acting like you're so moral, like that whole moral majority and the evangelicals and like, you know, they're okay with him paying off porn stars.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand.
And the phone calls with Putin and oh my God.
Right.
Hello, he doesn't even pay like his workers. He's a horrible person. Like he's a bad person. He doesn't have any love for this country at all. He has one love and it's looking in the mirror.
Right.
And that's sad right there.
As a New Yorker, I just read an article over the weekend about Donald Trump Jr. potentially running for mayor of New York. Would he stand a chance being mayor of New York? That can't be right.
Oh, no. He thinks he is like so emboldened and he thinks no one's going to vote for him.
Yeah.
No. I mean, there are going to be some people that vote for him. But
his dad will vote for him. Really? Yeah.
Maybe.
What did you just say? Ask that. Yeah, of course his dad's going to vote for him
if he could take the time to go out and vote.
But you know what they are? They encompass everything everyone hates about America. You know, like just that cheap, you know, no substance, all just show. And I mean, I can't believe I still can't believe he's president.
But if he ran on the platform of, I'm the greatest deal maker the world has ever seen.
Right.
But now we find out from these tax returns that he was the exact opposite, that he was claiming more losses than anybody
else. He had 10% of the vote in New York. So we all know that he is, I mean, everyone who worked for him knew that what a liar and a cheat he was.
Yeah.
Trump steaks, Trump vodka,
Trump University.
Casinos. Who loses money at a casino?
Right.
That's like handing someone a bank.
Right.
You know?
Right. So how much of this, when people come to see you at Zanies or other venues,
Are you political at all?
No, not at all.
I really don't let it. I love these people who are like, oh, I don't read the newspaper. It's too depressing.
Yeah.
I'll do a couple up front because I'll be so angry that, and then I get it over with.
Have you had audience members?
Oh, absolutely.
Some blowback, yeah.
I've had gigs canceled. The whole
really?
Oh, it's really bad out there for comedians because you know how. All right, you know, you did stand up like you. Every president was fair game.
Sure.
Every president. Clinton was like a gold mine, you know. George W. Bush, Reagan, Carter, everyone. Obama, everyone. Yeah. It is like a cult. You can't even say anything and they get up. They you know, they'll say whatever they want.
Right.
You know, they'll, you know, but the audience is usually on the comedian side, thank God.
Right.
But you know, like, you know how when you go on stage, at, you know, the MC will bring you up and be like, hey, you know, and then you have a little thing with them like, hey, and you'll say like, oh, how are they? Or I hate you or whatever.
Sure.
Now it's like there's some Trump supporters in the back.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They warn you?
They have no sense. I think with him, you really realize how much the president, you know, sort of feeds into the way people feel in this country and how they behave.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Even the white supremacist said there would have been no Charlottesville if it wasn't for him. We feel powerful now.
Yeah.
We have a... I just...
Don't you just feel it, though, on the roadways when you're driving or when you're shopping or where you are?
People are so miserable.
Everyone's irritable.
Yeah, and he's a miserable... You ever see him, like, when he walks to the plane? He's like... Bleh, 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 you know? Remember all the other presidents be, like, waving, hey, guys, what's going on?
Head up.
You know? Calling people low IQ. I mean, he didn't even... Like, I'm into the military. Okay, then you should have paid taxes to support the military, Mr. Bonespur liar. I can't. Three marriages, cheating.
I know. Judy Gold is here, everybody.
How else you doing?
Everything, other than that, you know, my blood pressure.
Has it been all right?
Fantastic.
All right.
Well, yeah, because you just purged it right now.
It's just, I can't. And women's rights.
Like, that makes me crazy. That's why, you know, if you wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, all right, sometimes it happens when you get older.
Right.
I make the mistake of looking at my phone then and see all my alerts.
Oh, no, you can't
and
do
then
it. You
I'm
can't
screwed.
Do it.
I can't fall
can't
back asleep.
It. You can't do it. But this, you know, and I think my mother passed away in 2015. And when I think of what her generation, she died at 93, went through to get women legal, you know, abortions and health care, you know. That, you know what they need? This is what I think. You're looking at your paper like we have to go.
We're going to have to take a break.
Should we take a break and then come back and you can tell us what we need to do?
Well, everyone's going to shut off the...
They will come back.
Okay. They will absolutely come back. Right. Judy Gold is here. Yeah. She's performing at Zany's and is midway through a story. So you don't want to miss the punchline to the story, do you? Of course not.
I don't know if there's a punchline.
Come back. The ending of the story. No punchline, just the ending. That's coming up next. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Bill left. It's Wendy Snyder. Judy Gold is our guest. She's a comedian performing at Zany's. I got to warn you, she's kind of shy. It takes a while, but you don't have to be so shy, Judy. There's
no
reason for that.
I'm sorry.
You were saying.
Okay, this is...
Do you remember?
Yes!
All right, good.
This is what I think, and then we can stop the politics. I mean, everyone, you can't talk about politics anymore when you used to be able to, like, just make jokes.
Right.
But, so, as a gay, as you know, I'm gay, don't pass out. So Edie Windsor, remember, I don't know if you know Edie Windsor, she went through when she was the plaintiff in the federal marriage case, you know, marriage equality case, right? She, an older woman, she was an IBM executive, she was the nice, all right, anyway, so she was with her partner for 47 years.
Yeah.
And she had to go to Canada with three, her wife, eventual wife had MS and was paraplegic. She had to get on a plane, go to Canada. They parked in the right there. They went to the hotel in the airport, got married with three aides, you know. And meanwhile, they contributed so much. One was a doctor. And she went before the Supreme Court because she got this, you know, bill in the mail after her, you know, wife of 40 whatever years. Well, no, they weren't married. They were only married for a couple of years because gay
they
marriage
couldn't get.
Pissed.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
gets a federal inheritance tax bill of $363,000, and it's like, I'm not paying this. You know, you know, because the federal government did not acknowledge. New York acknowledged the marriage, but the federal government. Didn't. So she goes in front of them. Meanwhile, you know, Britney Spears can get married for 3 minutes. You know, right. Jerry Sandusky's married. Right. Eric and Lyle Menendez get married in jail.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so she goes before the Supreme Court. And it's like, there's this older woman, brilliant, you know, and saying... and it's a tax thing. So it's like a whole... It's very Republican. And it's, you know, like, why should I have to pay tax? And she wins. And we get marriage equality. And I feel like that... With the women's right to choose, we need an older woman who saw her friends die, have botched abortions in back alleys and on kitchen tables, be the spokesperson. Because you cannot argue with an 80-something, 90-something-year-old woman saying, you know, we're not going to go back.
Yeah. Right, right.
Because they have been through this. You know, you talk to that generation, it's amazing. Like, what happened?
Right.
What?
No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. So that's
a great
thought,
idea, though.
You know?
Yep.
Like, get these older women. Someone needs to do a documentary. All right. I'm doing it.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
About, you know, we'll get your daughter.
Yeah.
About, you know, these stories of, you know, and Planned Parenthood. Like,
I'm a fan of Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is a great thing.
It's a primary caregiver to low-income women.
It's not just giving out birth control.
It's hardly any time. They hardly do abortions.
Sure. Right.
And no one gets up and is like, you know, I am free this afternoon. I think I'll go have an abortion. Like, that's what they act like.
It is not. Most people don't want to have them, but it's your choice. And if you don't want to have one, don't.
Right. Exactly.
That's
called a choice.
Yep.
Right.
It's a choice.
Judy, we need to make sure we have enough time for you to give your pumpkin loaf recipe. I don't want to miss that.
Oh, I love pumpkin
bread.
It's
very important.
Oh, my God. Pumpkin bread is so good.
Is that good?
Yeah, but do they make it in the...
No, summer. This isn't a good season.
No, you can't have it yet. We'll bring
you
back in
October.
Or zucchini bread.
Oh, yeah. I love the garden. Zucchini bread.
I don't know if anyone has told you this before, but I was talking to some friends of mine. This show, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Oh, no
on,
one ever asked me about
and that. And somebody said, that's patterned after Judy, isn't it? And I said, I don't think it's patterned
after her.
But there's some similarities.
It's patterned after Joan Rivers' stand-up. Her stand-up is patterned after Joan, but that whole story, it could be patterned after my mother, because she grew up like, you know, in an apartment on the Upper West Side. And I called my aunt and I was like, was that your like apartment? She's like, yeah, it might be a little bigger, but that, because like my parents were married in that apartment.
Really?
You know? But it's so funny because people are like, have you ever seen Mrs. Maisel? And I'm like, no, I've never seen it. And then, or you should be on Mrs. Oh, really? Let me fill out an application, you know? But so you know how like in Mrs. Maisel, she goes to parties and starts doing stand-up?
Yeah.
Like people are calling my agent, like, would she do a show in our living room? No! I'm not doing a show in your living room. Like, that never happened. Have you ever been to a party where someone starts telling jokes and everyone's like, well, let's just stop the party?
It used to happen on the Dick Van Dyke Show all the time. Remember? They'd entertain and everybody would play the banjo or sing.
Right, because it was a fake television show.
That's
but
true.
I do like the
you enjoy the show?
Mrs. Maisel.
I have never seen a minute of it. I'm
you would
sorry.
Love it, Wendy. You would
you know what?
It.
It's so good. Like, I just love looking at old New York and all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like escaping.
There was that 3-episode swing where they were at the Catskills.
Yeah, I didn't see that one yet.
Oh, so good.
Yeah,
so
but good. You know, I'm writing this book about freedom of speech and everything. And when
I've
I think
this.
About, I have a whole chapter on Lenny Bruce and Richard Pryor and George Carlin. She never would have cursed, you know, on stage. Like, there's some things that are just unrealistic,
right?
But it's a good fantasy.
Yeah.
And if you listen to really old Joan Rivers, like beginnings, the cadence interval, you can really tell that it's, you know, and it's so funny to watch, you know, women are so self-deprecating. That's how they had to always begin their acts.
Yep.
Like,
right.
I know I'm a piece of crap, but here are my jokes. You know?
Right.
Yeah. We just had an author on, Judy, about a month ago who wrote a book about funny women and who's contributed most, and you're featured prominently.
I am?
Yes, you are.
Let me find out the name
what?
Of that book.
Yes, you
I love
are.
Love that author. Love that author. Love that author.
Jazzy, try and find that so we can let Judy know.
Yeah. There's a nice chapter about you.
Get to work over there. Can I do that in my house? Like, listen, I need that. Can you go get the...
Get a producer.
Yeah.
It's easy.
I have a podcast.
Do you? What's the podcast?
Kill Me Now.
Love it.
It's great. Well, you know, I interview, I do these, like, I love to know about people's childhoods and everything. Yeah. And then we talk about what pisses them off the most.
Bet there's a lot of stuff going around.
Right. And I'm like, what makes you crazy? Because you know so many people are just so nice, and you know something really...
Something in their past.
Yeah,
right.
Or anything makes them crazy.
Are you finding patterns? The more people you interview, are you finding patterns in that?
I find a lot of... a lot of it is, you know, people just being unaware that there are other people around them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Like with people, like you're walking down the street and you're trying to get somewhere and someone's looking at their, or texting on, like when I'm leaving the subway.
Yeah.
And I'm like trying to get up the stairs and someone's just like texting. I'm like, move.
Right. Right.
Just go.
Right.
Or they stand on the very top step and are having a conversation.
Yeah.
One is aware. Ugh.
How about the fact that now, you know, forever, if a cab was picking up a fare, they would just block the lane. But now that everybody's an Uber or a Lyft driver, everybody just blocks the lane.
Right, right.
And too bad
Listen
for you
Listen to
if
you're
behind
two
me.
Kvetching.
Oh, yeah.
I love that kvetching. Yes. Very. Here's the other thing. Why are there tip jars everywhere?
I don't do it. I'm not partaking.
Like, wait, remember when you just got
Bill,
paid
hide our tip jar.
Yeah, you gotta hide it. Hold on, Judy, one sec.
No, but there are tip jars like at the bodega. Like there are tip jars everywhere. Like when did that start?
I don't like it. It's called the League of Extraordinarily Funny Women, 50 Trailblazers of Comedy.
And you're in that book,
by
Judy.
Sheila Motion. Yep.
I love you, Sheila. I'm looking at it. Wait, what's it called?
The League of Extraordinarily Funny Women, 50 Trailblazers of Comedy, Sheila Motion, MOESHEN.
And you're in with great company.
Yeah.
Including Marie Dressler.
No.
Yes.
Who's that again?
She was a film star in the 1940s. She was the Judy Gold of the 1940s.
It's a pink book with looks like Lucille Ball's big redhead
funny
on it.
Funny women?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see if this comes up on my...
It's on Amazon.
Oh, my God.
You're in it. There. And we talked to her, and she had a tough time making decisions because there were people that she wanted to get in, so perhaps there will be a volume two.
Right.
Really good book.
Right.
Oh, my God. I'm
How
in.
About
Look
that?
At these people.
Yeah, you're in with great company.
As you should be, Judy Gold.
Judy
oh,
is
I
performing.
Love you.
Isn't that nice? Judy's performing Zany's all this weekend. Go to zany's.com for
I
more
love
information.
You guys. Love
Thank you.
You
for coming up, Jude.
Oh
Good
my God. I could hang out with you guys all day.
We'll do it again then.
All right.
All right. All right.
Maybe tomorrow.
More we'll do it tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow.
Can't all wait right. to get up early.
More after this. Hide the tip jar, Wendy. Hide the tip jar. More after this, Bill and Wendy WGN.